due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Here's your first lesson, okay. And it's a hard one.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
By the end of the night, I would like for you to scour the Raw roster and determine the one person that you are going to fire.
Hi, this is Notorious 187 Homicide. You listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 18th. Holidays today, real quick. It's Goddess of Fertility Day. Some of us would call that a curse at times, too. But, hey, it's National Quilting Day, and it's, I know, look at the look I just got, Supreme Sacrifice Day. If you can work those all into one thing, you are doing great. Welcome to the show. Birthdays today, former WWE superstar Rick Martel, 61. One of the founders of Chikara and NXT trainer Mike Quackenbush is 41. Former TNA champion EC3 is 34 today. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us April 8th for UFC 210 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by somebody from the show, because I know someone who's going to be there. And prizes and drink specials all night long. So, Brian, I guess you're going to have to find some prizes. April 8th at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It's UFC 210 emanating from B-U-F-F-A-L-O, Buffalo. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorites in the Strong Museum of Play. There's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
All right. Interested in roller derby? Fancy yourself a skater? The job of being an official more up your alley? Oh, like bowling? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com. Become one of us, the few, the proud Rock City Roller Derby. And you can also join the men's team, too, Flower City Fear. Go to their Facebook page, too, if you're a man and you want to skate, too. So, you know, and you want to skate in the game, you know, not being a referee. So, hey, welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man. I'm joined by Double B, Brian Burke.
Good morning.
It's Double B and DC sitting next to you. We're running the Twitter.
Good morning.
Yes. And we're joined by three lovely ladies from Rock City Roller Derby this morning. We're joined by number 26, Rampage.
Hello.
Good morning. Number 14, D-Day.
What's up?
And of course, number 27, and everybody's heart's number one, it's Hater Tot.
Oh my gosh. Welcome. Hi. Good morning.
Welcome to the show. You guys can actually hear me. You're not even wearing headphones. It's amazing. Hey, we got to, this is the today is March 18th. It's the home, Rock City Roller Derby's home debut for the 2017 season. Cannot wait for tonight. I'm so excited. So thank you so much, ladies, for coming up.
Thanks for having us.
Not a problem. I'm just going to throw some facts at you that I made up out of thin air.
Some are these are alternative facts.
These are alternative facts, but these are true, too. These are some facts about Rock City Roller Derby, if you folks out there don't know. And by the way, by the time we're done with this segment, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the game today. So you can come on out. There's two games tonight. There's the B-Sides are taking on the
Sub-Zero Sirens Queen City.
Yeah, Queen City, Buffalo, Queen City Roller Girls, Sub-Zero Sirens, and we're also, and the A team, Hammer City Roller Derby's A team, and they're
EH. That's a funny pun.
I know they're from Canada, so and they're the A team, so it's AEH with an exclamation point, taking on Rock City Roller Derby's Rock Stars. That will be starting off the night, which will be a lot of fun. Before we get too far, I'm going to talk to each one of you ladies. So, and I have facts here that I'm going to throw. I'll throw this out real quick.
Facts.
Roxy Roller Derby has been voted the best female sports team 2 years running in city newspaper.
That is true.
And now listen, we had Western New York Flash, which was the team that won the whole women's division in soccer within this 2 year period.
Right, and we still beat them out.
And Roxy Roller Derby still finished number one
that
in the voting
something.
For 2 years straight.
On that, let me tell you, I got my Rockstars shirt at one of the games. Anytime I wear that out, people are like, oh my God, they're awesome. So they're, people know you. They may not.
We
be
need
able,
some more people to
yeah,
know.
Yeah,
I
get it. I mean, we'd love to get a bigger crowd out there for you, definitely. But people do know who you are, so that's awesome.
That's 2 years in running. We are entering the ninth season of the Roxy Roller Derby.
Yes, sir.
Ninth season. Now, this is the one we practice for the big 10th year anniversary.
Yeah, man.
So
next year's going to be off the hook.
Now, Roxy Roller Derby is currently 93rd ranked team in
92nd
in Women's Flat Track Derby Association, but 93 in the flat track stats.
Yes,
I'll go with a lower number, 92, and the Hammer City A's are 168.
But that doesn't mean anything. Rankings doesn't mean anything. These girls are going to come tonight ready to play. It's going to be very aggressive, very hard hitting, quick moving game tonight. This will be some really good derby at home.
Even cooler about this is it's also our home season opening taping of Derby After Dark.
Yes, it's the first episode of Derby After Dark.
So
it's
bring your
coming from tonight's game.
Bring your signs, folks.
Yeah, you might be on TV.
Bring your signs. Yeah, we'll be taping the first episode of Derby After Dark. I'm very excited for that. That this is our third season of doing it. Let's see if you guys come up with signs and maybe some fun stuff. I'll even read them as the announcer, the in-arena announcer.
Just remember, keep it PG.
Yeah, PG, or unless you're severely good at, you know, double entendres or something, you know.
But challenge accepted.
Yeah, delicious little puns. I'll take it.
I want to let people also know that Compeer of Rochester is the charity partner of the game. Mm-hmm. They'll have a table there, and you can go to compeerrochester.org if you want to find out more information about them. Also, Pity Love Rescue and Sample Soap, which a listener of ours, his name is Rashawn from Virginia, sent us a box. He's a truck driver. He listens to the show so much, he knows that every time you ladies are up here, that we also mention Sample Soap all the time. So he sent me a box. He stops in a lot of hotel rooms, and he grabs the free samples, and he's been saving them, and he sent me a box full of them. So very cool.
That is the sweetest thing. Thank you very much.
I'm sure he will call. He's going to come up here sometime for a game, too, he said. But
I love that.
He will call. I'm sure he'll call later when we talk about the world of pro wrestling, which we'll get to.
He can call before then.
He can. Anybody can call 222-1280, Star Toys number. You can text us that number if you're shy. But I want to talk to Rampage right now. Rampage, this is your first season as a B-side.
Yes, it is.
So how did you get involved in roller derby? How did you discover this incredible sport?
I actually started as a junior in Ithaca. My mom came home one day and kind of gave me the rundown. I went and watched a practice, and I fell in love, and I've been playing ever since then.
Were you by any chance playing in the juniors last year?
Yes, I was.
Well, you know what? I called the juniors game against Montreal last year.
Did you?
I did. You know, I was that goof that you could hear over the PA.
We play, no offense, we don't listen.
I know.
Anybody.
I couldn't hear you.
We only hear coach.
That's true. And that's what they were telling me all last night, too. So I don't even bother even mentioning it. Never mind. But I got to call your game.
But he feels good about knowing you before you knew him.
Yeah. I got to call you. I got to actually call you in a game before your first game. So cool. So what brings you? So are you going to school or something here? What brings you to Rochester instead of playing for, you know, staying in Ithaca?
I go to MCC in Rochester here.
Oh, okay. So you're and so excited. This is your first game, you know, at home game against as a B side, which is an incredible achievement. Just joining us and then being on the B sides. A lot of people have to go through, you know, Quarry and everything for quite a long time before they get moved up. But I mean, obviously, with the junior background you have,
she's really good, man.
It makes sense.
I do try.
We stole her.
You do. Well, that's cool. Well, thank you for joining Rochester, and I can't wait to get to call your first game out there today.
Yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, and now D-Day, number 14. You've been up here before.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you are. And D-Day is tonight is your first home game as a rock star.
Yes,
God.
I haven't even been able to sleep. Last night. It was kind of bad.
I know you played for the Rockstars a couple times last year, and that was on the road, I think, right?
That was they pulled me out for a few games. They had needed a few players, and I felt honored to do that. But this is my first game actually on the Rockstar team, like being actually on the team.
Yeah, so you got to be so excited.
I am. I kind of can barely sit still. You know, I like to talk a lot. I don't know really know what to say right now.
D-Day, can I ask a question? I don't know if this is public knowledge or
as
not.
As long as it's not about an injury, you can ask her whatever you would like.
I won't. There's not an injury. It involves going into a mall in Canada and having someone from the opposing team see you and saying something.
Yes. I have a friend who lives out in Canada, and I was actually visiting, and we were at the mall, and I had my jacket on. And I had two players come up to me and basically tell me that they're going to bring us the business. The business.
The business?
Well, the business will be brought in.
Yes. Basically talking, you know, saying that we better be ready to play because they're coming at us.
You're there enjoying yourself, relaxing, yes, doing something on your own time. And out of the blue, you get two Hammer City A's coming up to you and telling you.
Isn't that weird?
It's kind of crazy because I don't want to go to jail in Canada. I don't want, you know, because at first I thought they were, you know, I didn't know who they were, obviously. And I thought I was going to have to fight there in the mall.
I don't know. I've seen you on skates and I think they're pretty stupid coming up to you because you bring it.
Yeah. Who needs motivation?
Oh,
who needs motivation?
Right?
She just runs people over. It's amazing.
I already was really, really motivated for this game to start with. And then she tells me that, and I'm like, you know what? Yep. We ready. So well, Rock City's got a little fire in the kitchen tonight. They're ready to play.
And Hayter, we can talk a little bit about the motivation because last year this was our first game of the season too.
It was.
And we just had some weird, crazy stuff happen.
It was like the weirdest game. Yeah. Like everything that could go wrong did go wrong during this game last season.
We lost Katie Roller Skates.
Katie Roller Skates ended up with a separated shoulder, which she then needed surgery for, and we lost her for the rest of the season after this game. So I'm kind of like doing it for Katie tonight. Skatey is my battle cry.
I also, I believe this is the game where your skates decided to malfunction on you.
This is the game. Right in the middle of a jam, I'd been past the star. I went to take off, and something happened. I was in the middle of a altercation with a few of the girls, and you know, my back wheels of my left skate just decided that they were coming off. So for a little while, I was on six wheels trying to figure out what was going on, and luckily, I committed a penalty at the same time that another penalty happened. So I went to the penalty box, and then while I was there, the referees were so confused over what had occurred and in what order that they were trying to figure it out, that I had enough time for one of the B team skaters to run and grab me her skates from the locker room and hand me one in the penalty box. So when the official review finally ended, I was able to leave the penalty box wearing one of my skates and one of her skates and finish the jam. And then I wore her skates for the remainder of the evening. So
as an announcer, I will say of all the games I've ever done, that was the longest period of time I had no idea that was going on.
Yeah, it was a little confusing for everybody.
Yeah, I just say because I know the coach got additional penalty for going into the box.
He asked if he could bring me my wheels so I could see what was going on with my skate. He was told yes. He came and handed me something into the box, and then he received a penalty, which then meant our captain had to go to the box because, you know, if a coach gets a penalty, captain sits for it because obviously the coach can't go in there. So then my captain joined me because they were then in trouble because he had entered the box to hand me my wheels back. It was just silly. Like, all these random derby rules that people forgot even existed in antiquity all came out at once.
And just hearing you talk about it, I can just see people's heads spinning from all of it. You can't know what goes on in one of these games until you actually go to one. I mean, is that fair to say?
Yes.
It's a lot. You can't sit here and explain.
I can tell you
how
that
it works.
It's a race for points between two girls, and then the pack is playing offense and defense at the same time to stop one girl from scoring points and help another one win. But unless you see it happen, you really don't get the gist of it.
Yeah, and you know what? To a lot like me and like a lot of people who may have never seen it, all you got to do is go once, and boom, your heart falls in love with the sport immediately because it's tenacious. It's, you know, it's being playing offense, defense at the same time, being able to have eyes in the back of your head to see what's coming up behind you, people pushing and getting blindsided, and it's a lot of fun. And interesting today that we have Hayter Tott, number 27 and number 14 in the studio with us, who tonight are going to be in a little pie-in-the-face type contest. During what happens is you pay $1 towards which skater you want to see get a pie in the face. And from the rock stars, we have Hayter Tott, Florence, Fightingale, and D-Day will be getting, one of those three will be getting a pie in the face before the end of the night, depending on who earns the most money.
Right.
Now,
so
the biggest mouth will win. Hayter Tott should get it, you know?
Well,
no.
Probably.
Listen, that's fine with me. I don't want it in my hair anyway. Yeah.
Now, on the B-sides, we have a Wrecking Bell, Shadynasty.
Yeah,
and Jam and Jules are going to be taking. So we're going to get two people with pies in their faces. I cannot wait. I've got like a stack of ones in my wallet.
Yeah, listen, my oldest brother or my older brother and his two boys are coming, so I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna end up with a pie, because I'm thinking that my nephews are
gonna
first of all, want to pie me, and then second of all, my brother would like to see that happen. So
we're gonna collude. I'm gonna talk with them. I'll give the boys like hundreds of ones, you know. so that's going on tonight. We got there's lots of stuff that happens during these games. Not only is the game going on, we have 50-50 raffles, we have those charity tables with you know, like I said, Compeer of Rochester, Pity Love, they'll be having information there and everything. And you
tons
know,
of stuff. I think Chuck-A-Duck is back again, too.
I have a feeling I'll have something to do with Chuck-A-Duck, being their in-ring announcer. I'm going to be plugging things constantly. One thing I was going to say about that long period of time when we had that timeout for figuring out what was going on is it allowed me to go through my list of things to promote quite a few times.
Try to get you an official review tonight. Hopefully not something as crazy as skate maintenance. But
no, definitely not. Well, one thing I didn't mention is Hader's also the captain of the team and also the president of Rock City Roller Derby this season. This is her first time on the show this year, so it's like you've got like all this stuff going on. It's crazy.
It's a busy season. It's a great season, though. We've got lots and lots and lots of great, awesome stuff happening this year. It's busy. It's jam packed, but good things coming. So keep your eyes out for us. We'll be everywhere.
Cool.
And
so,
also too, like Hader Todd, if it weren't for her, the things that she does for this league, we wouldn't even have a league. Probably the time that she takes out of her own life to make sure that we are. You know, it's just amazing. It's
things getting done right, too.
Yeah, we do. I think her being the president and captain, it just makes sense. There's no other person I would have, you know, rather follow.
I think it's because I got no life and I got lots of time. So.
Well,
I
want to thank you, ladies, for coming up. Let me read the details of tonight's game. It's tonight at the Bill Graves Regional Iceplex. Doors open at 5. There's two games. Game 1, Rock City Roller Derby Rockstars versus the Hammer City Roller Derby's Canadia. Game 2 is Rock City Roller Derby's B-Sides versus the Queen City Roller Girls Sub-Zero Sirens. This is a rematch from like a month and a half ago.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to that.
Another hard-hitting game.
Adult general admission is $12. Kids 5 to 12 get in for 5, and kids under 5 are free. So don't just drop off all your kids under 5 and drive away. Come on in and watch, too. If you're over the age of 18, you can opt to sit trackside, appropriately named suicide seats, since falling skaters have landed in the rows before. And
we try to shoot people out to those seats.
And there's a possibility if you catch a skater, you can take her home, like in baseball. You know, it's like, you know, if it goes over the fence.
Sign her and take her home. Yeah,
just bring a chair and come early. Space is limited and fills up quick. I want to thank you, ladies, so much for coming on the show today. You know, I have a big investment in my heart in this place, so, and as well as much as you ladies do too. So,
thank you for giving us time, Cash.
No problem at all. We're going to give away a pair of tickets right now too. 222-1280 *1280. You want to come out, and maybe this is the first time you're seeing it. You're going to be blown away. And if it's not the first time, there's other guys who, you know, have come multiple times that have won tickets on the show. So if you give us a call right now, caller 12, at that number, we'll get a pair of tickets tonight's game. You can come out and hang out. And the best thing about it, too, is you can meet the skaters after the game. Go up and get their autograph. You can start stalking them at that point.
We have after parties. I think we're going to be at Buddha Pub tonight. So
No. Tonight's after party is not at Buddha Pub.
No, where are we at?
Tonight's after party is at the Beer Market, 1401
Mount. Beer Market.
In fact, my good friend, Ingles, is going to be working there.
He is.
Yeah, he's like a manager.
He's a Flower City Fear player.
He is, and we're definitely going to check that out tonight. So come on out and meet and win tickets, meet the ladies of your dreams, and maybe see some great action.
Okay, it's not
too.
A dating service, but we like that you like us.
Never mind. No. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming up. It's always a pleasure. We got to go to break. Got to talk pro wrestling on the flip side. You are listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
All right, that gong went off and you got distracted. My friend, I've got news for you. You are distracted and you are unfocused. And you need to understand something. All right, this far out of WrestleMania and he's already set up shop in that head of yours. Come WrestleMania, my friend, he is going to eat you alive.
In this place, I can be El Patron. My name is Alberto El Patron. And this is my house! Rose!
We are Enzo and Big Cass. And when you fill out your bracket, you make sure you put us in the championship column. Because tonight, we punch our ticket to WrestleMania.
It's weird. If it were up to me, these guys would be more like Syracuse, snubbed from WrestleMania.
Hey, what's up? This is Sterling James Keenan. You're listening to The Pain Clinic.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I am the man with a plan. Not really. Actually, I am, sort of. Nevertheless, that Sterling James Keenan, you heard that little ID. That was Corey Graves' name when he wrestled on the indie circuit. And I got to hang out with him a couple times. We'd had him on the show. I don't know how long you've been listening to the Pain Clinic. We've been on since 1998. Sorry, that's a long time. Yes, it's showing my age. But he used to come to town and wrestle for UPW here in town all the time, man. And he and I got to bond a little bit over at this place that was down the street from the USA Arena down on Eastridge Road. And they had darts tournament. And I'll tell you a funny story. I'm with him. We're going into this bar. We're all going to hang out. He had real long hair back then. So when he was doing a vampire routine for ECW and was hoping to get on TV when WWE restarted ECW. But as we're going into the bar and they're having a darts tournament, all of a sudden a fight breaks out. These guys are throwing fists over darts in this tournament. And he and I are looking at each other going, okay. And it's like, but we got to hang out. It was just a great guy. Corey Graves, incredible announcer. And he's like one of my favorite announcers.
Yeah, I was going to say it was a loss for the in-ring, but man, it was a great addition to the announce team.
He is fantastic, and he was we interviewed him the next time he came to town, and he's been on the show. So if you go through the archives, you might be able to find something like that. But welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I want you to know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire at Culver. And I do want to throw out the thank you, Roxy Roller Derbies. Thank you, skaters, for coming up here. It's great to talk with them, and I see them all the time, but because I'm their announcer, I do the. So if you guys, even if you want to come out and hang out with me, come meet me. Come on out tonight, too. I'll be there, too. But I'm not the show, man. I'm just to highlight the show.
And we'll push Cash over. He'll fall in your lap, and you can take him home.
Yeah, I like that. I've got power back now, so it's like at least I would say if I needed it bad enough, if you have a warm house, I'll come home. That's terrible. I'm terrible. No, sorry. Welcome back to the show. We're here to talk pro wrestling now. Thank you for listening, and you can give us a call, 222-1280, *12A is the number. I haven't even pushed. You can text us at that number if you're shy. And you want to tell us something, but you just don't want to call us. Someone sent me a message, says, talk wrestling already. And Rashawn, of course, sent in, did you get my package? Of course, if you listened to the beginning of the show, Rashawn, you heard that. Welcome back. What we want to talk about this week, but besides the setup for WrestleMania, okay. We can tiptoe around the tulip of that. Something happened in the world of pro wrestling yesterday that's really someone hacked Paige's phone, apparently. Danny, what are the details? You know any more detail? I know you more and more.
Well, this wasn't an individual thing. This was much like a couple of years ago when multiple celebrities like were all simultaneously hacked. She's actually in a group of like a second go around that includes, I believe, Emma Watson.
Oh, so Emma Watson.
Yeah, so this is not an isolated thing, but she was one of the latest victims. The difference is her stuff is way more salacious than Emma Watson's stuff. Like, Emma Watson had some pictures put out, but nothing graphic, no nudity, no nothing, like just private shots of her, like, trying on, like, bathing suits or different outfits and stuff. But Paige's, yeah.
Her personal photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
just personal photos and very personal videos. So I don't know what this means for her. It's certainly, I mean, granted, this is not her fault. However, like, how many times does this have to happen before people realize you don't save this stuff on your phone or in the cloud.
Well, exactly. I mean, Emma Watson obviously is smart enough. She probably doesn't have any of those to begin with. But if she does, she doesn't have them anywhere that someone's going to hack into it.
Right.
I mean,
listen. Safe, in a vault, underground, and it's hard copy.
Emma Watson's human, okay? Okay.
Well, I get it. Okay. I get it, yes. But, I mean, at least if she has that, it's not going to be anywhere that people are going to hack into it. Paige just isn't mature enough, apparently, to make sure.
Well, nevertheless, we've learned a lot about her past relationships and who she's been with now. We can say that for a fact.
Oh, yeah, because, yes, this was Paige's hack, but yeah. There is footage of one Xavier Woods and one former WWE employee, Brad Maddox.
Former guest on the show about a year and a half ago, right?
Yeah.
After he got fired. I mean, left, whatever it was. Yeah. Yeah, she was friends with them a little bit.
Yeah. You could say that. They were very friendly.
So this is going to, so the internet's going to be on fire for the next week or so because of this, at least.
I mean, I'm already enjoying the memes of people photoshopping in Brad Maddox on the Hall of Fame announcement.
Oh, man. Yeah. Interesting. So kids out there, ignore what we just said, okay? Don't do it. Learn from Danny and don't be stupid. Don't take those kind of pictures or save them. Delete them immediately. Get them off your phone. Do stuff like that.
What do you mean, learn from me?
Well, you know, you said to them they shouldn't be doing it. Learn from Paige.
Yes, learn from Paige.
Well, so
learn from the list of A-list celebrities who have had this happen.
Yeah.
Just don't do it.
Yeah.
Or get a damn Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
It's all the rage, no?
Yeah,
it's making a comeback.
Or you know, the actual videotape. You know, that might, you know, kind of like Bob Crane from Hogan's Heroes, you know?
Just don't do anything digitally.
Yes. So getting past that, we can talk about some other news, but if you guys want to talk about that, give us a call, 222-1280, Star Trek. It's truly not wrestling. It's a wrestler's life we're talking about. But Jack Swagger finally got his release this past week. So he's definitely done. It came out the 13th, so he's done with WWE after his request. And hopefully it was in time for him to be able to make that book match he has against Alberto Del Rio in England this weekend, which I'm sure Paige will be there with him, you know.
Wearing a paper bag over her head.
Yeah, she's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
No, but it's a shame.
It kind of reminds me, and I'll be honest with you, when we went to see Luke Harper wrestle in when he first started on the tour with WWE, we went to Syracuse that December, cold December day to watch him wrestle. And there's this guy in the row behind me with an iPad looking at pictures of Lana from her pre-life before WWE, where she exposed quite a few things. And he's holding this up with kids surrounding him. And it's like, what a moron, man. Do not be doing that. You know, I mean, you know, I know, yes, there's pictures you can find of just about anybody out there, but don't, you know, it just reminded me of that. You know, and now Paige is going to be the new one on his guy's iPad out there, you know?
Yeah. But as far as Jack Swagger, though, it was disappointing to me to see the way he was used. I liked him. I thought he had a lot of upside.
Do you think that marijuana arrest he got is really what probably killed his career with WWE? Because he was supposed to win the championship. Right?
I call BS on that, because how many times has someone like Randy Orton gotten in trouble? I mean, you could point the finger at a bunch of people that have done way worse things.
Maybe the policy is that after 18 months, if you're clean, they take one off, kind of like the license bureau does with your driver's.
Who knows
license.
How it works? It's just an excuse if they want to get rid of somebody.
Well, because we know Randy had at least three, okay, and three would have meant he got fired. And we know that there's been three incidents in which
especially because
his name was on that list that got mailed stuff, you know, and that was the third one. And how long ago was that, you know?
Right. I mean,
then he had anger issues where he was like, you know, taking out on people, and that was another thing too. So, but if you're going to make money, you can get around that stuff, I think.
I mean, but I just loved the original cocky all-American Jack Swagger. I loved when he won Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 26 and then cashed in the next night on Chris Jericho. The place went nuts. Like, I just feel he's, you know, just another name on the long list of missed opportunities that WWE had. Where they focused their attention and energy on someone else when he could have been a legit star in the making.
Absolutely. They could have done like they're doing with the spokesperson. When Zeb was with him, he really had a nice run because he didn't have to talk. But in the ring, he was doing just fine. And
you know, the thing is, I remember it wouldn't have been perfect now that Kurt Angle's back with WWE, that another guy who uses the ankle lock to finish would have got, and who knows, and plus they're both legitimately amateur wrestling champions too, so it would have been great to see those guys go up against each other. It wasn't meant to be, I mean, you know, but I think that he was a wasted guy. And I mean, yes, and they even, and you know, now Zeb is doing the, what's his line again? He puts his hand
up. We the people.
We the people. He's doing that now down in TNA. I don't know if he was doing it, but the crowd was doing it when he was out there on this past week's show. So he wasn't a great speaker. Yes, that's one of the things that was maybe his downfall too. But
well, neither is Roman Reigns, but they keep putting a microphone in his hands.
I know. Yeah, well, because he says the same thing every time. It doesn't matter who's out there with him. If it's the Undertaker, if it's Shawn Michaels, it does not matter. So 222-1280 starts over. We're gonna break on that thought because there's just a lot of stuff to talk about, a lot of news coming out this past week, and we are on our way to WrestleMania. We're on the roller coaster, and I see it at the end. We'll be unloading soon at WrestleMania, only 3 weeks away, folks. 222-1280, Star 12 is the number. Give us a call. We're going to talk the world of pro wrestling. So come on, join us. We don't bite, we promise, you know, unless you ask nicely. But we'll be back after these messages on the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Well, I appreciate the advice, I appreciate the help, but with all due respect, The Undertaker retired you, and I'm the guy that's going to retire him.
Listen, here's $45. It's $20 more than they were going to pay you. You don't want it? All I'm saying is they've seen you. Thank you for coming. Maybe go stand in the corner.
AJ Styles says he doesn't have an opponent at WrestleMania. He does now.
Nick, I'm so proud of you. I mean, finally, you're thinking with your head and not your heart. Who is it? Let us all have it.
Well, after careful deliberation, the name I have come up with is Stephanie McMahon.
I don't care how valuable you are. I don't care how good you are in the ring. I have lost all respect for you. You think because you're AJ Styles that you're untouchable, but you are not. What you gonna do, Danny? What you gonna do, fire me? Damn right, fire me. Get the hell out of here. Guys,
this is Shane McMahon from the World Wrestling Federation, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, Peter and Brandon Burke. All of us are all here. Hey, you got another Double B in your family. You know that.
Yeah, but from here on out, please, it's B Brian Burke because I am a man with a plan.
Stop it. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. I'll let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. You know, I mentioned earlier today it was Rick Martel's birthday. I was a huge Rick Martel and Tony Garea fan back in the 70s, late 70s and early 80s, and he really could have been something so much bigger after he split up with Tony Garea and went on his own way, but I don't know what ever happened. Tom Zink ruined him, I think, but welcome back to the show. Don't forget we're going to be out April 8th for UFC 210. Salvatore's Saloon, Salvatore's at the garage door. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Come hang out with us. There is no cover charge for UFCs at Salvatore's Saloon. Salvatore's at the garage door. That's April 8th, UFC 210. Let's get back into the guts of this show. We talk pro wrestling, and why not go to our good friend Rashawn, who's on the line with us right now. Rashawn, what is happening, brother?
Not a whole lot. Just going up and down this East Coast today. So
you collect them some more soaps for them. They freaking loved it.
Oh yeah, I will. I actually have already started again. I already had another bag starting up when I was sending that package in.
Very cool. So what's up, man? What's bothering you in wrestling this week?
Just got two kind of comments. Things going on, both involving the Hardys. And I'll just go ahead and say them both, and I'll jump on off so y'all can just speak on them.
Okay, go for it, bro.
First off, like, what kind of details do y'all have on this apparent short-term contract that the Hardys have with the Ring of Honor? And the second point that I have is what are your thoughts on apparently Anthem sending the cease and desist order to stop them from using the broken gimmick?
Yeah.
Have a nice day, guys.
Okay, hey, man, thanks for calling. Now, we talked a little bit about it last week, and I still think this is I still think it's the case of they weren't the only collaborator when it came to that angle. And that's why, and it allows Anthem to do that. That's why they came out as the Hardy Boys last week. And that's why the artist could resurrect his Hardy Boys t-shirt. You know, I'm kidding, buddy. You know, I love you. But, nevertheless, that, you know, it might go to a lawsuit, but I mean, Matt Hardy's pretty creative. He could maybe find a way around it. You know, I mean, you guys think, have any thoughts? Do you think the WWE just wanted them for the gimmick, or do they want to bring those guys back because they're good at what they do and they can come up with something else? I'm sure. I mean, they're not going to take the exact gimmick TNA was using. They would never take exactly what we saw.
But both.
A little bit of both.
If they had not resurrected themselves to this level with this gimmick, then WWE would have zero interest.
Oh, you are correct. Yeah, they. And then Matt Hardy, I always knew that the guy was a smart man. He's the one who started the Matt Facts, man. And that was kind of like his idea about his character. And that was, you know, just a little side thing, you know. But everyone started writing them down and, you know, trading Matt Facts, you know. So it's like, put them on trading cards and stuff. He has great ideas, and he's got a wrestling mind, you know.
In regards to this question about the contract, I think they just signed that short term. They want all options open once WrestleMania is over. That's all there is to it.
It's like, and they have the big show before the week of WrestleMania, and that's a show where they could drop the titles back to the Bucks of Youth. You know, I'm not, you know, I don't know. It's all happening so quickly, though, now. We are halfway through March, and it's like, this is 3 weeks away. The wrestling world is now starting to conglomerate now on Orlando.
A little bit too quickly. I mean, they're having to build up matches with, like, 2 weeks left. That whole Shane and AJ build up this past week, I thought, fell flat.
We've known about since January.
Yeah, and it felt completely flat, and they spent about half an hour building it up, showing it Shane's head going through the car window over and over and over again. And if they were going to build it up, they should have started weeks ago, if not months ago.
Yeah. But, you know, it's almost like they wanted to keep him in the possibility of being in the main event for as long as they could because he had such a good year. I mean, he deserved it.
Yeah, but then it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
you have so many main events at WrestleMania. They could have had him in one of the matches. It's a shame that they wind up putting him with Shane. He could have been in a better match.
And by the way, again, part of me doesn't know how much is real, how much is fake anymore. But I posted something on the Pain Clinic's Facebook page this week, that new show they have on the network with Peter Rosenberg.
Southpaw.
No, Bring It to the Table.
Oh, Bring It to the Table. Yeah, yeah.
Where Peter Rosenberg sits down with two guys, and it's almost like a Sports Center, you know, hot topic discussion show. And Peter Rosenberg brings up the topic of, you know, the internet buzzing over AJ versus Shane McMahon, and Corey Graves
I love it.
I have to admit, I love AJ. I love Shane. That being said, AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon at WrestleMania does absolutely nothing for me. And I'm just like,
wow,
building the shrine to Corey Graves right now.
Did you do your Daniel Bryan when you said that?
I did.
Yeah, when you posted that, and that's like, to me, it's like Corey Graves is my favorite announcer. And that's why I did all that stuff with him this week. It's like if you can say that, you know, it's like, you know what? And he's just being honest. You know, would they rather him just, you know, be a shill like JR was for years and years and years, saying it was the best thing you're ever going to see when, you know, it wasn't at times? You know, I mean, I agree. And I thought you were talking about that Southpaw wrestling thing. Did you see that?
I did sit down and watch that last night.
Did you?
All 4 7-minute episodes on YouTube.
That is the stuff I grew up on. The stuff they're making fun of in that. The whole sarcastic angle on it. That's the stuff I grew up watching. So, 222-1280, Star Toys number. We've got Scott from Henrietta. What's up, Scott?
Is it bad to say that I want a Tex Ferguson shirt?
You want a Tex Ferguson shirt?
I want a Tex Ferguson shirt with the double eye patches and getting poked by Chad Too Bad with a stick because he didn't know where he was.
I want
a shirt for that.
And that's the stuff, like I said, that I grew up on. So, it's like, it's crazy.
He's mad because his boots are made of leather and mine are made from the underside of a baby crocodile.
And Lance Catamaran.
Folks, oh, if you, wow. Hold on. Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, just quickly, it's called Southpaw
Regional Wrestling.
And it's on YouTube. It's made by WWE. John Cena's their main announcer. And it's like this, it's what the 70s was for regional wrestling.
Was the co-host Fandango?
Yeah. No, it was Tyler Breeze.
It Tyler Breeze?
That was Tyler Breeze. And if you don't know, he is wearing a horrible toupee, giant oversized sunglasses, and I don't think he's sober for any part of it.
You guys, it's fun. It's fun little episodes of what these guys, and to be honest with you, this is the stuff that influenced the guys that are doing those gimmicks. They watch this stuff. You know, they get on YouTube, and you can watch all this old wrestling, and that's why they put it on YouTube, too, because that's where you're going to find the same kind of stuff that they might base this on. So there's a lot of it's really good stuff, Scott, and I hope people get a chance to watch it. And hopefully, maybe they'll make a whole half hour show out of it. I think it'd be hilarious if they could just get like a studio audience and do like they used to have like 45 people in the audience for the studio shows and stuff, and you'd get like, you know, just some of the craziest stuff you'd ever see in wrestling. So
Johnny Curtis was Chet Cheddarfield.
Oh, Johnny Curtis. Okay,
Johnny Curtis was Chet Cheddarfield.
I think Fandango was the banker.
Who is
Mr. McElroy?
Jericho was the interviewer who kept yelling at everybody, wasn't he?
Yep, Jericho was Clint Bobsky, the interviewer.
Because you don't touch Clint Bobsky's microphone.
or Heath Slater is Pelvis Wesley.
Yeah, it's just everybody does a great comedian. I wonder who thought this up. I'd really like to know the behind the scenes on that stuff.
KFC sponsored it. Apparently it's a sponsored thing with KFC.
Oh, so there's
why they had Ric Flair doing those puns. They had Ric Flair doing those jokes.
I like how you know it's clearly Ric Flair, but on the screen it says celebrity impersonator doing Ric Flair. Yeah.
I was going to say, did they have the gold colonel out there too when they were doing it? It's good fun. And I mean, listen, you remember the chicken video that I tried to get points in our fantasy league from, because every time Dolph Ziggler would beat The Miz in the chicken suit, it should be points to me, you know, because that looked legit, you know, and then they wouldn't give them to me. But nevertheless, Scott, anything else, brother?
Well, I was just going to say this. Are we going to rename Francesca to Paige?
Oh, boy. This is just the beginning. We're just touching the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, cash.
Now, one other thing. I got one more thing. I'm sorry. Dan, I'm disappointed in you for pointing out hypocrisy in WWE as far as the drug trials. Did you not forget last year Roman Reigns gets caught with Adderall and gets a 30-day suspension and has to apologize to the locker room? Brock Lesnar gets caught doing actual steroids, and no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
We called that out.
Yeah, we
said it was bogus.
We talked about that a lot.
Believe me, I was angry about that. And you know what? Brock Lesnar can't wrestle in the state of Nevada. He cannot wrestle any matches in there because of his span, because, you know, they won't let him. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Something should have happened. I mean, the worst thing is he lost his money. The fight got thrown out, and Mark Hunt was the guy who he supposedly beat, which was a terrible fight anyways, was up in arms over it, because the last three guys he's fought all tested positive after the fight. He's only lost one of them, too, and it was to Brock Lesnar, and two of the fights he won, so.
And real quick, just because the two names just came up, I know we haven't even had WrestleMania 33 yet, but there's already rumors that they have plans in place for the main event of WrestleMania 34.
I heard. Yeah,
nobody's gonna. Well, I can't say nobody's gonna like it. Nobody on this show is going to like it.
No. It's not his ring. Okay, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. You know, it's not his. It's not his territory. I saw that. That's like what? And also another part timer who might be holding the title for a while before that too. So, Scott, man, anything else, brother? We got to go to break.
You know what sad is? We are having more fun talking about the stuff that wasn't pro wrestling than we were talking about pro wrestling. You guys have a good week.
Thank you. That happens on occasion. You know,
it's actually a bad week.
Yeah. I don't, you know what? SmackDown, you know, it's disjointed. I think Monday Night Raw was disjointed a little bit. I think that they want to get to the end. They see the end of the storyline that's going to happen at WrestleMania, and they just need to get there in 3 weeks, and we still are going to have a lot of feet dragging in the next couple of weeks. But we have a preliminary list here of about 15, what was it, 15 matches? I don't know, it looks like a lot. You know, I mean, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 11 matches so far. And I don't even think that's the final.
And our guy's not in any of them right now.
I was going to say, there's a lot of big names still omitted from this list.
And he sat down with Fox
this past week, and he stated he was very disappointed in the way he's being utilized going up to WrestleMania.
I did not see that. 222-1280, Star 1280. You're listening to the Pain Clinic. Give us a call. We got one more segment. We'll be back after these messages on Fox Sports 1280.
In the black hearts of all her apostles. Now she has bestowed her power upon me. Now I am the Lord of Lords, with no boundaries, the all-powerful, the all-seeing, the all-knowing. I have consumed all of her wickedness. She lives through me now, eternally. I'm born again, Randy. In her ashes, I baptize myself.
Strike a chord, Mick. How's that pulling on your heartstrings? Your kids? Their lives? It should. It should pull on your heartstrings. So I'm gonna tell you what you need to do right now, Mick. You need to tuck your tail between your legs, and you need to waddle up that ramp.
This is Matt Hardy, version one, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic, the pro wrestling talk show on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with DC Dan Cole, Double B Brian Burke, and you. And don't forget tonight at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex, Rock City Roller Derby's home opener for the 2017 season. Doors open at 5. Action starts at 6. Come on down, see us. I'll be there. Brian, you coming out, or you got busy?
We'll see.
You let me know. I might be having an in for you, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just clarify. I used the term unhappy in regards to the Luke Harper's interview. Let me clarify. A bit of a disappointment, he said, in the way he's been used, and frustrated were the terms he used. So
if he said it, that's the way it is. Then so.
Well, I don't want to put words into his mouth. They're synonyms to me, but I don't want to put words into.
Gotcha.
His mouth.
So you did come out in Fox. Look for it, folks, if you want to see a little bit in depth. And he's not a character for most of it, I would assume.
Yeah, it seems that way. Yes.
It was a recent interview he did with Gorilla Position.
Okay, cool. So, and of course, you know, you might bump into him at Wegmans here, ask him about it. 222-1280, Star 1280. We only got a couple of minutes left. We are going right into Syracuse basketball in the NIT right out of the show. And I want to thank Salvatore's Soccer Sam for allowing us to be on. Thank you so much for this week as we build our way towards WrestleMania. I wanted to mention real quickly the Mick Foley Triple H little build up. That's one thing I enjoyed on Raw this week. Is the way the bullying, the destruction of Mick Foley, the bullying of him down. I was pretty sure he was going to fire himself the way it was going through the show on Monday. He didn't, but I felt that he may have done that as a way to get out of it. He tried to fire Stephanie McMahon, and then Triple H came out and bullied him down some more. And then we saw, it's interesting, we saw Seth Rollins come out, and the interesting thing is he had the bandage and everything on the knee that wasn't injured. I believe that was the knee that was not injured when he injured, because he had the crutch on the wrong, the crutch didn't even fit him when he was out there.
I think it was intentional so that when they went after the knee, they weren't going after the injured knee.
Of course not. Yeah.
So, but we would notice something like that, but your casual fan wouldn't notice.
No, and but the one that has the bandage on the outside of his pants is the one you would suspect is the injured one.
Right.
So, that was a healthy knee. They went after it, and now, but Seth Rollins he'll be in for WrestleMania. As we said last week when Danny was in Buffalo to watch the live show there, that Finn Balor, after seeing what Finn Balor did after the show and signing autographs with everybody in Buffalo, it looked like a great time. He was going around the crowd and talking with people, happy to be back.
Right after WrestleMania for him to be back on TV?
I don't know. I'm surprised he's not on yet. I assume he might get on and get into one of these big matches,
I honestly wouldn't be surprised if they made the Triple H Seth Rollins match a tag match.
Oh yeah,
do Triple H Samoa Joe against Rollins and Balor. Oh, that would be huge.
Yeah, that
because Joe's not on the card yet either.
Yeah, no Joe, no Luke Harper. I think things are, like I said, we got 3 weeks to settle it out. So
get your act together, WWE.
Yeah. Get Harper back on TV this week for crying out loud.
I want to thank for the skaters coming up. I want to thank you guys for making it out. What a fun show this was this week. Always a blast when we have a hot women up in the studio. Hey, listen, I'm going to say it. I booked the show, so when I can have hot women up in the studio, they'll be in the studio. Hey,
Peter and Brendan perked up when they came in.
Yeah, I know. You got Peter and Brendan, your kids here. Why? I wonder why the whole Brian Burke family's in today. All right, we got to get out of here. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. Check us out online. You can hear any of our shows on iTunes. We'll see you next week, folks.